Today, Khenpo Rinpoche will begin the section of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment named Training the Mind in the Stages of the Path Shared in Common with Beings of Medium Capacity. So now we're in the section where we begin the medium scope, the stage of the path shared in common with beings of medium capacity. That section begins on, I had it tabbed off, page 265. And it begins with the eight types of suffering. So the heading is Training the Mind in the Stages of the Path Shared in Common with Persons of Medium Capacity. So Then the Jiayang. Okay. So we begin here in the training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of medium capacity. So we have here the heading, training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of medium capacity in bold print. And then it says, I bow with respect to the revered teachers who have great compassion. This particular section falls under the heading called the expression of worship. Under the expression of worship, we find reverence to Lama Tsongkhapa is showing reverence to his teachers, and then within that we see reverence to his desired or the desired deity, and in this case, or the deity. When I use that word, desired is like the liking, the deity he likes. This would be Manjushri and Lord Shakyamuni Buddha. This first section deals with the expression of worship. Then the Chupa Jupa Ewa Sum and Tambo.
Chupa Jupa Do Chiri Chi.
The Tambo.
Tambo Droa.
Then the
Jun Lama Tamba. Toji Chamba Devanala Shasa Los, the Chupa Jupa is.
The Tambo.
Chupa Jupa, Jambe Anda, Sajelos with the Sule, Yente Jugun Dota, Yente Karasana, and the Sule Chambi, and the Sea,
The Jayan Sheba, the Sachi Ni, the Yanja Surunang, then Sachi Tambo, the Sumure, the Datayan. Jayan Sheba
Sachi Tambo, Sachi Sumure, Tambo, 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 was sha se was is marbe lama dan de bi hala sha se wane jizun lama dan ba she su sa jizun lama na la jizun lama dan ba tu ji chen bo dan de ba na la ku bi sha se los o te chuba ju ju jong de ren do chuba ju ju jong chuba ju ba yen de chuba ju bi jong o te tebi jong chuba ju ba zhe yen de ju ba de la chuba ju ba la do chuba ju ba chuba ju ba s chuba ju ba ina ne gu ba ka re zhe na chuba ju ba ina so no chuba sa ne gu re s so no chuba sa ba ina so no gu na mi de le do wa yong gu re do nge me ba cha ne gu re s ane so no de bi mi sang ba de ane so no de ya bu ye ba ina ane me su su de ba ka re ba ina ten ru yong gu re s do ja che ru ba le ane ja che ru ba le sa mi so no na mi de de re do nge ta chi se so no de bi mi sang ba na chi ru s o te ja che ru ba pa shing gi chu je de ka tu le ja che ru bi long zhang yo ro ta chuba jogi na wo de suno chuba sa gre suno ng na me de le de wa yong gre de nge me ba cha gre an de suno de mi mi sa ba de su sin de ba na jin ru yong gre es chuba ju bu ba de res chuba ju ba yi na an de suno sa gre suno ng na me de le de wa yong gre de nge ga ne gre su sin de ba ng ru yong gre es ti che de res ta na de su ng ra bi je ba ta
okay then it is so do then a giant shape of Sache Tambo, the Dupa, Ewasum?
Ewasum ro, ewasum.
Okay.
Chöba chöba tala saji sum dhigi dhuwa. Chöba chöba tala saji sum dhigi dhuwa.
Chöba chöba the tambo, yomarebe. Saji sum then tambo, chöba chöba. We're just figuring the outline out. And just to...
Tumoy la rin la, chöba chöba tsa jawa dans. Chöba chöba tsa jawa tambo rin dhuwa.
Okay. So Jayan Sheba states that in this section there are two categories. First, the desired object of the path. So when we look at the great scope, for instance, the desired object of the path would be to attain complete Buddhahood. Lama Tsongkhapa begins with, in under this section, there are three categories. And the first category begins with this expression of worship. When we look at it from the major headings, we said that the first one is the desired object of the path, or one's aim or desire. And then the second major heading that we'll get to after is the actual practice, the actual meditations on suffering, etc. But this particular category is the aim or desire. There are three categories within that first category, and the first one is the expression of worship. So why do we have this expression of worship in the beginning? The reason is to accumulate merit, because it is necessary to accumulate merit if one wishes to eradicate suffering. And it's stated in commentary, I don't know the exact name, on the Perfection of Wisdom teachings, that with the great merit, one is able to get rid of all sufferings, achieve all happiness, and achieve whatever one desires. So this is the reason why it's necessary to accumulate merit, to get rid of suffering, to achieve happiness, to be able to acquire whatever you desire. So it's for this reason that Lama Tsongkhapa puts this at the beginning, this expression of worship, and that's to accumulate merit. When we look at this expression of worship, we can find one is looking at the various excellent qualities of one's desired deity that one is paying homage to. Excuse me. So we see the excellent qualities of compassion. Here we have it presented, teachers who have great compassion. So we find those excellent qualities of compassion, the excellent qualities of knowing reality and diversity, and so forth. This is the type of being that one is paying homage to, and this case, we can implicitly understand that it is Manjushri and Buddha Shakyamuni that Lama Tsongkhapa is emphasizing here.
Knowledge of paths. 어디 초바 조딜 다 조바 가르진 그거 가르서도 저도 초바 조기이나 선호사 그래 선호 남이들 대화용 그래 동행 가는 그래 미 선호 대비 미 삼박으로 그래 된다는 도스 그 답은 답 말베 주진라마 담바 도지 샤바든 담나 샤세바 예자 안 들 대 선호사 그래 선호사 바 예소자
So the expression of worship, or sometimes expression of homage, is done for the purpose of accumulating merit. Because by accumulating merit, one is able to eradicate suffering, one is able to achieve happiness, one is able to also achieve whatever one desires or whatever one aims for. So this is the reason. And in the beginning of the Abhisamma Alamkara, we find an expression of worship to the three knowledges, the knowledges of the Arya paths. So that first category, I think it's of varieties, knowledge of varieties, we can look that up. And then the knowledge of paths. So knowledge of paths is referring to the great vehicle, superior paths, and then the knowledge of all phenomena to omniscience. So we find this expression of worship in the beginning of the Abhisamma Alamkara to these three knowledges. I don't have my Abhisamma Alamkara with me, so unfortunately I can't look it up at break, but I'll find out. So in the Umajupa, the entrance to the middle way by Chandrakirti, we find in the expression of worship, expression to great compassion. And so all of these are very similar. So under this section, which is the meaning of one's aims or desires, or maybe it was Dudun, Dudun Rinpoche. So one's aims, one's desires. So the aims of the Mahayanist are to achieve the state of complete Buddhahood. So here we find at the beginning section, under that major heading of one's aims or goals, the expression of worship, and it is presented here, and I bow with respect to the revered teachers who have great compassion.
Less so. kuyo dunga pongi taba kuyo gore, ane taji chepa nisaji uures, wadi chibi chibi lata, dingi lata uures, ondi inzare. Tena ma te etara chewa jesu ten, ta te etara chewa jesu tamal wate, lo suyo wa chiyo chubi chewa jesu tamal chinsa roa, te etara chewa jesu tenpa taas, shi wudu, shi ne, ngandu tongyo chusan desu, chewa jesu tena, ane shi ne, kana ke nabi lende mamasaba ina, dambi le mamasaba ina, ane ngandu tongyo resu, tongyo chusan de, jiten de le lulu desu, jiten de lulu desu ondu, ane tsindi yitun, sanglu tanga, sashimi yitun da nyingi nana, sashimi yitun da le san tabaji gogo resu, tsindil san tanga, Chiri mei jibu, ah. Tsindil santa atipa lu ne, an tse shima, an lhata mei tenzang tuya, taba tuya, sanji kukun tuya, wate nik santa ngu res, te e tere chewa jesu tene, tenpa tang, shi ne ngandu tong yu chu santes, diba saba ina an nyewa la supa ngansung tunga ke, nansu kika santa ngu res, santa ne, Jiten de lulu ne, tsindil santa de, sanlu de lulu ne, jiten chewa shima penche ke, dendru yitengang tuya, taba tuya, sanji kukung tuya, wa dendruk santa ures, dendru yitengye che te, dendru yitengye che te, chandru tumung watans, ta chandru de la chandru tumung watans, tumung maiba nyi ungru da, Chandu Thumung Wata, Chibu Chungun the Chandu Thumung Yungre, and Dean the Thumung Chandu Yungre, and the Chibi 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 Chandu. What the Chibi Chibi Chandu Sambi Jule, Chungun the Thumung Chandu Yogre, Dean the Thumung Chandu, what the Yogre Wata, Chandu Thumung Wata answer. Chibu Chungun to go with Nasun to Nanji Chitan and Chosen to Woro. Then I see in the Shanju Sambasu Nasu to Ganji Shitan Josu.
Okay.
The Chungu to Tumu Shanu Marbe. And the Chibun Dingi, Kui to Ganji Shitan, eh? Conjus on the Josu Duro. Shanju Sambasu, Kui to Ganji Shitan, eh? Conjus on the Josu Duro. Did the Tumu in Yerwa. Did the Tumu. Tumu Chan Rose. John to Tumu at us. Kanaki Lente, Kabi Lente, and Abi Lente. Nangasu tamal mama chinsarwa. Kada ang lende ngepi gune deba pung. Kada ang lende ngepi gune deba pung. Deba mga chubut pa pung. Gwa duba la bebe. Gwa duba la kali jaba ina ane. Dendri kubung tu gres. Dendri kubung tu me chang. Dendri tetang je chuba manzin pas. What the Chibun Dindigo, what the Dendu Kumu Tubasan Chuban Zing Matters, Dendu Kumu Tan Tubasanji, Chuban Zing and Chibuchumuri, the Matter Chung. Could the Watan Talarani Tanisheva, Chibutan Tamashis, Chibuchumu de Gay, Seshima Latami, the Anons of Tuna Nabe, Sanlu Chung Sanlu. Ding was Sanlu Tazan Mate, Tele, and Chai Sanlu Ores. Then the Tazanji. Chuba Manzin Chis, Chibu Chungutan, Tumu Yu, Sambate, Chibatans, Chibutan Chungu, Sambate, what Chibatan, Dintan Tumu, Quatada La, Shambalubin, Dintan Tumu Yu, Quatada La Shambalubi, Sambajene, Telatene, Sanchu to the Saint Jetis, and Tibachimilan, Lujan Kuris, Chibi Chimbi. Chimba Chimba TV Chibun Ding is Samba Jong with this. Kaza the Chibu Chibu Tibala Chibun Ding and Chibin Ding is Samba the Lunache Woodis Ding Samba Nanju Samba Chibu Chimbi Lanle Chibu Chimbi Lan Chibu Chimbi Lan Tune Shanju Samba Lan Tibaina Tambu with the Chibun Ding Nanju Samba to the Love Woodis. Tama loba chibi chanchu sembi lan lutu mei jiru da. Dedan tumu wa Kua tada la shenpa lupi, samba jene, tila tene, shanchu chu tu sen jete sa. Wata tatane wat, tiba chimi yugu sen je marwe sen je. Sen je wat sen je ures, sen je juil je bala, di dan tungu langho dhru ures, chungu dan tungu langho dhru ures. Tasul majan ba, ane shanchu chu tu sen je tu mares, wata she din sa marwe kore je dere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the Nipa, the Mingare?
Nipa means the water service.
They're the Yichi Mabalas. You mean?
Nipa, the Janji, the Sajil, meet the Tagundu. Nipa, Kuyu, Tangaba, Bombi, Kuyu, Tangaba, Bombi, Chending along in Judy Banessa. Nipa, the Kuyu, Tangaba, Bombi, Sansara. Sansara, Tatting, Abba, Bombi, and then. Chibi chimi lang, ndingi lang la, lujan che wuris, juu riba tenga duusri ta, un nipa tenda ma re, te etara chewa jesu tenba o tenda ma, te tenga duusun dera ta. Te etara chewa jesu tenba tang, shene, ngandu tunyu chusang des, watake, kuyi ta ngaba pungbi, chibi chimi lang tang, kuyi ta sinna sansara ma re, sansara, nyamu tang. Sansara Pombi, Tabat Tubala, the Tubala, and then Chibichibi Lata, Dingla, Lujan Gundus, Lujan Guba Tendus, I thought in the man, Nibatigi.
Less so.
Chundila, Judy was Chindiro Chindi, Chibichibi Lata. Dinglan Tosuna and Sanje Turo. Chindinglan Junimajina, Sanje Tumaro. What to Sundi is it? Then more than you better get it and those ones that.
So here, this next section, there's an enormous amount of information, so I'm going to do the best I can. This next section, which is section number two in Jayan Sheba's outline. Shows the importance of not being satisfied with just practicing one small or medium scope vehicle. One should be aiming for or aspiring to the great vehicle or the pathways for beings of great capacity. So when we look at how these all of these capacities work, it's necessary to have the pathways for beings of small capacity in order for the pathways for beings of medium capacity to occur. And in order for the pathways for beings of great capacity to occur, it's necessary to have the pathways for beings of medium capacity as their basis. So we find this interdependence. This point here is that it's necessary to practice all of the pathways if one wishes to abandon cyclic existence. And then ultimately, the aim should be to achieve complete Buddhahood. And when it only becomes Dharma if it is focused on the future lives. So it doesn't become Dharma until that point. If it is focused on the things of this life, then it isn't Dharma. It's necessary to be focused on those three goals in future lives, the goals of a higher realm rebirth, the goal of complete liberation or nirvana, and then the goal of Buddhahood. This is the point of Dharma. This is the reason for practicing these things. So in the great treatise, this section begins where it says, "Be mindful of death and reflect on how you will fall into a miserable realm after you die. Turn your mind away from this world and diligently seek a happy future rebirth. If you strive to reject sin and to cultivate virtue through practice of going for refuge and through reflection upon virtuous and non-virtuous karma and the certainty of their results, you will achieve a happy rebirth. However, do not be satisfied with this alone. After you have developed the attitude that is shared with persons of small capacity, develop the attitude that is shared with persons of medium capacity, namely disgust with all of cyclic existence. On this basis, you may aspire to become a person of great capacity by developing the spirit of supreme enlightenment. When we go through this, when we get to, if you strive to reject sin, to cultivate virtue through the standard practice of going for refuge and through reflection upon virtuous and non-virtuous karma. So here, when we look at all of these pathways or capacities, we have this word shared in common with, because we have even with refuge, common refuge, and then uncommon refuge. If we look at, for instance, the refuge of a person of small capacity, we would see that they would be going for a refuge because of a fear of the lower realms of cyclic existence. So this would be the purpose of their refuge. But this isn't something that they share alone. A medium scope practitioner, as well as a bodhisattva practitioner or a great scope practitioner, would go for refuge for this reason as well. So this is why it is called shared in common. One desires to achieve here the last sentence, the developing the spirit of supreme enlightenment, this is referring to bodhicitta. If one wishes to achieve bodhicitta, it's necessary to have renunciation as its basis, a desire to definitely emerge. Here it says, namely, disgust with all cyclic existence. That's referring to renunciation. So without that present, it's not possible for one to achieve the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And that mind that aspires to enlightenment is the entrance into the Mahayana. It's the door into the Mahayana. We need these capacities as a basis. Then it says reflection upon virtuous and non-virtuous karma. So we went over, and the certainty of their results, we went over that quite a bit, the black and white karma, and the results of virtuous karma, and the results of non-virtuous karma. Then it says, if you do these things, then you will achieve a happy rebirth. So here, this is speaking of the future life, rebirth in the higher realms of cyclic existence, the aim of a small scope practitioner. However, do not be satisfied with this alone. After you have developed the attitude that is shared with persons of small capacity, develop the attitude that is shared with persons of medium capacity. So here, showing how the small capacity teachings serve as this basis. They are in common. The medium scope practitioner has these practices are common to him or her as well, are necessary for him or her as well, are shared with both. So the medium scope practitioner shares these practices with the small scope practitioner. So it's stating that do not be satisfied with this achievement of a higher realm rebirth alone. Strive to get renunciation. So this serves as the basis for this renunciation. The desire to emerge from cyclic existence must be there to then wish to emerge. I'm sorry, the desire to emerge from the lower realms of cyclic existence must be present in order to then have a desire to emerge from all realms of cyclic existence. So you see how each of these serves as a basis for one another. The small scope practitioner having this desire to be free from the lower realms, but the medium scope practitioner having that desire as well, but also having a desire to be free from the higher realms as well, disgusting all of cyclic existence. On this basis, you may aspire to become a person of great capacity by developing the spirit of supreme enlightenment. Again, bodhicitta, the door or entrance into the Mahayana. The thinking or the training of thoughts, the thinking of these various capacities are necessary in order to the thinking of the earlier capacities, when we're looking at the three capacities, so the way of thinking of the small capacity and the way of thinking of the medium capacity are indispensable in order to achieve the way of thinking of a person of great capacity. So I think I have everything. Just give me one moment to look at my notes here. And again, going back to virtuous and non-virtuous karma, virtuous karma giving rise to happy things or things that make you happy, and non-virtuous karma giving rise to negative things, to bad things. When one's looking at happiness, and this ties it together, one's aim of happiness should be, if it is dharma, at least directed minimally at one's future life. And then next level liberation, and then complete Buddhahood. Digsum.
Yes, ma.
Ngay tsampa.
What is the need of Tomoy? Kua tatala shambalu with somebody there, and then Tala ten there, and the Shashu to the Saint Jay Wooders, Saint Jay there, Chibu Chimbo Tibi, and then Chibun Dinky, Chibu Chimbo Tibi, and Chibun Dinky, somebody junk with this. Chibu 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 chaban duje ji dunga le mande pares duje le mande pe tala raji ji dwan zen ba chaban duje ji dunga tala raji ji dwan zen ba de ne shin ji lo re de ji mata ju du na shin ji lo ju du yo mar ba shin ji lo yin be yang ta ba na dwa me la sa kol ku sa shi ji da yang ta ba dwa yo mar es hayang hayang ngendu ngeba tongyu ta ngebi shiro sa chaban duji dunga toba ina ya ku kalde kora jijio ne yang ja ngesu luma sa yung uris wa de san tang u uris un ten zare shi ji lo yinbe na yang taba na dewa me la hayang ngendu ngeba ngebra tongyu ta ngebi shiro sa chaban duji dunga toba ina yang ya ja Magi lake and Debbie Mene, young as only Jim Gris, Nebisharo. But now, Tamata, Yansa, Tuma, Yankar, Yankarang, Yasu, Nasu, Jintesa, but the Yansa Jukan Masaro, Jinguna, Maza Coltes, Nasu Jordan, Rabores, Chabandu, Ne, Jibichumi, Nala Tene, Denu, Tesan Tuba, Yena, what the Lu. Thank you, Maris. What the Soda Maja Maggie in Jabijimine, Nasun Tongres. Yansa Chimichikonomus, Sadu Jiguna, there's a Tacon Nasus, the Rubbers, Uncle Tenmadogrota, or the Rubbers, one is an example. Penata Mata, Yansa Tua Guy Ancana, Nasua Gintesa, the Rubbers, that. What the Kaleka,
the Jew? The Denji Jew drew the Garishan and Chiran the Lasso.
Shinji Lusa,
Shinji Kabi.
Dawala Dunga Shijulu, Mataba Lataba Shijulu.
Ah,
what do you marve? What the Duke and the Washinjulu trade marve?
Ah, the Didar.
What the lady said? Shinjulu Yambi, Antabana, Dawamela Lion. Nandu never tung you, tang ambishero, but not a matter. Yan satuan, yan kana, Nasu was in this. Sadaji did the car, Nasu, the Rabutu Sandu.
Lasso, this Sabudu, this Shinji look, the Kabir.
That's you do what is a good take home or the home. Should you less? Then do you want a young one this? Then do you want a young one there? The one moment, Jane, eh? Shenangasun, Dungene, yunri mazi nansu tong sa. Ta xionju guwa te, te nansu di xionju lu song duus.
Lai sir.
Xionju guwa te, dendru yang na yang wo te, dendru la ta mei tenzang, mu tuba yin na yang na yang to, mei tenzang ta la yi tenzang tuba yin na yang. Ne to, dewa mo bu jie ba yin na, mei dewa ta, la yi dewa mo bu peju jie ba yin na, jie ne, xin ne nga song du gen ne, yunri mazi,
So next, we have, consequently, you must train in the attitude of a person of medium capacity. Why? Because even were you to reach the level of a deity or human, you would be mistaken if you believe this to be pleasurable by nature, since you would still not have escaped the suffering of conditionality. Therefore, in reality, you have no happiness whatsoever. Your life would still come to a bad end, for you would surely fall into a miserable realm. A human or divine lifetime is like resting on a precipice just before falling into the abyss. And then we have a quote from Shantideva's guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life.
What that animal who
did? Skorimche. After repeatedly coming to happy rebirths and experiencing much joy there, you die and fall into the protracted and unbearable suffering of the miserable realms. So here, when we're looking at the various types of suffering, it's saying that even if you reach the higher realms of cyclic existence, the aim of a small scope practitioner, if you achieve birth as a human or as a god, you still have the various types of suffering. As humans, we have the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, the pervasive compounded suffering. So here, that's called the suffering of conditionality. It's saying, were you to reach the level of deity or human, you would be mistaken if you believe this to be pleasurable by nature, since you would still not have escaped the suffering of conditionality. Therefore, in reality, so if we look at the reality or the real nature of things, we find in an expanded way, we need to investigate the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, or the 16 aspects of the Four Noble Truths. These are the true realities of various things. So the suffering of conditionality means that we will over and over again be forced into a rebirth, and because we've accumulated many negativities, we will again in the future, because of this pervasive compounded suffering, have to experience the suffering of the lower realms of cyclic existence again, even if we're abiding in a higher realm. So here it's saying that abiding in a higher realm of a deity or a human is like just standing as on the edge of a cliff. And that edge means like right before you're going to fall in. So you're really just on the complete edge. Because in the future, because of the suffering of conditionality, because of pervasive compounded suffering, we will necessarily fall to the lower realms of cyclic existence. So we're here just kind of in a holding place or a resting place while we wait to eventually fall again to the lower realm. So it's almost like we're taking a break on a cliff. So literally taking a break on a cliff. It says, for you surely fall into a miserable realm. Falling to the lower realms of cyclic existence is a result of non-virtue, and we have non-virtue. We will necessarily in the future have these sufferings again, and we have to be diligent and understand that by nature these things are not pleasurable. So then we investigate the 16 aspects of the Four Noble Truths.
Dig some in. Rotin se yate shi inchi lo karte do.
Gongyam mebe chi de shuju, chi delpa detsi jesu. So in the engaging in the bodhisattva deeds, it says, after repeatedly coming to happy rebirths and experiencing much joy there. So repeatedly, this is pervasive, compounded suffering, that word repeatedly. We're repeatedly coming to happy rebirths, so being born as a human, being born as a god, and experiencing joy there. You die and fall in the protracted and unbearable suffering of the miserable realm. So then you are propelling karma, because we have non-virtue, eventually throws us into the experience of that non-virtue creates, and that's unhappiness. So it says an unbearable suffering of the miserable realms. So this idea of falling is similar to what Lama Tsongkhapa states here about falling, standing on a precipice just before one falls in. Diksam.
Rumal Jemba, Lutin said the ancient Luka Chindo.
Sindhi Gomen.
Sindhi Gomen. Roma la timba lejang, kaji ku kulutato joayi, kaji kulutato joayi, not to show nest, let on your mom or the coale, cova in a ku not to show ne, and then I give you somebody you all had on high, high tenta, me ten, had on me the wire. What did the wire somebody send Santa Cuba is?
So next we have a quote from Chandragroman's letter to a student. You who whirl constantly in cyclic existence, yet who enter a happy realm mistaking mere calm for happiness, will certainly wander helplessly through hundreds of like and unlike realms. So here, speaking of a being who's in a higher realm of cyclic existence, specifically a human being. It states here, mistake this kind of break that one is taking for happiness. Who enter a happy realm mistaking mere calm for happiness will certainly wander helplessly. Helplessly, this word is used because we are under the control, one is under the control of his or her karma and afflictions. There's no independence there. So one is forced by one's karma and afflictions into hundreds of like and unlike realms. So like realms would be the higher realms, because we're currently in a higher realm, and then unlike realms, meaning the lower realms of cyclic existence. So we're constantly circling through all of these realms of the hell, hungry ghost, animal, human, god, over and over again, and we're helplessly circling because we're forced by our karma and afflictions into this process called cyclic existence. You who whirl constantly, over and over again, going through this circle of rebirth, of birth, this circle of birth. So Chandragroman was a lay person, and then Kondan Dawa Drapa Dasi the
Chandragroman.
Then Senator Goman, the Nalanda, the Peson, the Kon, the Shinto Korlo, Leson.
Shinto Korlo, Leon, the Taku, Peso Chicken Tabo Mui, Rota, Cookinero, what a good Sebu, Rota, and Jambayan, what is Jan, the Jolu, the Shun Pim Waters.
Kon Jambayan, go and Kon Jalo.
Good to hear ya. And the Koti Jolu, then, and Sabasu, and Jambayan, the Euro.
So Chandra Groman was a lay person who arrived at Nalanda University in a chariot with the representation of Manjushri. Rinpoche said, I was asking questions about the story, and he said, you can look it up in the story of Chandra Groman. The part of the story which Rinpoche told is that Chandra Groman was a lay person who had many debates with Chandrakirti. And Chandrakirti was having a very difficult time debating with Chandra Groman and couldn't figure out why. And Chandra Groman apparently had a very close relationship, like teacher-student relationship with Chen Rezig, and relied upon Chen Rezig as his wisdom deity. So every night, every day, there would be questions posed by Chandrakirti, and a debate would take place. And then the following day, Chandra Groman would have excellent answers and responses and so forth to give to all of Chandrakirti's questions, and he was having a great amount of difficulty. So one night Chandrakirti went to Chandra Groman's room, and he looked inside and he saw that Chen Rezig was actually instructing him on how to respond in the debate and helping him to answer these questions. Chandrakirti invoked the deity Chen Rezig and asked, will you please help me too? Can you help me to give answers to these questions? You are the Buddha of compassion, so please help me as well. And Chen Rezig said to him that you don't rely on me as a wisdom deity, whereas Chandra Groman does, so that connection's not there for us where it is with him. So therefore, I can't help you. I can only help those I'm connected with in this way. So this is the story of Chandra Groman and Chandrakirti's debates. So Chandra Groman was a middleway autonomist. Chandrakirti is a middleway consequence school. Holds the middleway consequence school tenets, and as a note, that's a higher tenet than the autonomy school. But he was having difficulty with the debate with Chandra Groman because of the helper that Chandra Groman had. Rinpoche, Jutsu Jie Dang
Kong Ma Le.
We'll take a short break and get right back.
Oh, yeah. Saji ni bawa tin jaji bawa tiga. tētēngi dōsiri tā kūy tā nāpa pōngyū chindīngi nāla jūrī bās wā tētē jīsi tēnēs wā tē nē tēndā kūmē lōngzū mūr bātirē tē sājī nī bātirē tā sājī sōng bā tēnī mā tī īshir dīndu lāyāng ngāndu tāndā wā wā tēnī mā sōng bā tēnī dō tī īshir dīndu lāyāng ngāndu tāndā wā sā ngāndu tāndā wā Shintu Chua Shabgui Tez Tendu Ma Dendu Lhatami Leta Nyomu Angu Shui Lhatami Tenzantile Nyandu Tantawa Nganyu Samba Yabu Gungu Rez Wati Tengu Duzi Ta Saji Sumba Mitil Wati Janji Be Wati Sengdu Kuyu Pensu La Shenlu Maguna Kuyu Pensu La Shenlu Maguna Kuyu Pensu La Ngaba Nyuyi Nganyu Samba Maguna Call to Mar Tabatu Mares, what did the Gungures, what teachers of what in Martin Dusta, Kupensula, Shalu Maguna, Madrius, Kupensula, Shalu Maguna, Call to Mare, Quad Bombi Tabatu Mares, Madri Gunribanes, what the Kupensula Shalu Sambata, Nanu Sambata, what is Gungures. Gungri bas sajit go te tenga dus sajit wa ti shir dindu layans wa sumba tenga mare ti shir dindu layan nandu tanda wa shindu chua sha gu tes jisen ti shir dindu layan nesun tanda wa kuwa le nganyu sumba te sha gu res chua sha gu te Jija Bale Keba Nala Ture Jan Nyama Tansung Jijin Yurusa Jija Bale Ayandewa Jija Bale Koso Keba Sule Keba Nala Ture Jan Nyasung Maze Ture Jan Nyama Tantawa Jisung Shen Yurusa Nyewa Tantawa, Dendu Kua Tenzan Telea, and the Kebas of the Shigur is Jiji Njuro. Namba Kuntu Tenala, Jisi Njiba, and Maji Gunsa, Maji Gun Shetansa. Namba Kebas of what they, Namba Kuntu what they tabi tene. Later, you move on to the end of the year, the Chevro member. Someone later, she not the Chevro artist, what the magic in your mother's, Majibo Gumber is, Kebatula. Newatan, soon, Gigi Juro, Naba Gun to Tenala, Jesse, Jiba, Magic Guns, Jiba Magic Gumber is, Keba, and the Shantu Samba to Swiss away here with a Magic Gun. She dansa. What the college luna, what the jiluna dua.
Then Shanchu Samba, the Garishan and Rimbache, they shed a gombo.
That teacher's a good teacher. Then the young and Rutan Ravasa. Teacher and the Nandu Dilden Dugan, but now what is Multal Shesarota. You said teacher, didn't you lie on? Nandu Tandawa, Dungan, Chaban Juji, Dungan, what to look like your daughter. Teacher, Dendu Layan, Nandu Tandawa, she to Chua Shak with this, and then Dendu Layan, Nanju Sama Gungu is Kun Susan was not judge. I am the Jija Bale, Kebanala Ture Jans, Kebanala Gansumazi, Ture Hadami, Denzan Jan. Nyawa dan tsumba, ne jiji juro sa. Keba tsula tene, turi lhai dan mei tenzan tenyang, nyawa dan dawa, shigu haris. Ko tenbu yo marwa, yang shi, yang nyawa, yang nga tsum chi, kura jeno, wote tenbu mei ba yinsu san, keba tsula wote shigu haris, dendu tsula nyawa dan dawa, ne nyawa dan tsum, jiji juro, namba kundu tena la, Jisi Jiba Majikuns Kebazu Wate Dendu 레더 녀마 먹지 드디 데나 돌든게 네 녀누 사바 마치 콤브레스 셰던 워터버트 칼레지 주다 녀누 주다서 마다
Okay, so that was number two we just went through in Jayan Sheva's outline of into the section of aims or desires. First, we have the expression of worship, and then we have the point that one should ultimately aspire to become a person of great capacity by way of these other capacities, not to be satisfied with the earlier shared capacities. So, and then number three begins here. Number three shows that one should be have the same level of disgust with the higher realms of cyclic existence that he or she has of the lower realms of cyclic existence. So that's the point that is made here. It says, consequently, you have to become as thoroughly disenchanted with the happy realms as you were with the miserable realms. As Aryadeva's 400 verses says, high states frighten the wise as much as hell. Rare is the state of existence that does not terrify them. So here it's stating that those scholars who understand that even the good things of this life are in existence, within cyclic existence, are brought about by karma and the afflictions. Those who are wise, those who are scholars, recognize this fact and wish to be free from even the higher realms of cyclic existence. Those higher realms frighten them. So here, previously the small scope frightened by the lower realms of cyclic existence. Here, this practitioner of the medium scope has that same kind of mindset or fear of the higher realms of cyclic existence. Because we find within those realms, we have the suffering of birth, aging, sickness. I'm sorry, the suffering of the suffering of change, and the pervasive compounded suffering that one has to experience. So this, the wise fear these higher states as well. That's it. I'm really sure. Good things were not disenchanted. The wise practitioner, it says, rare is the state of existence that does not terrify them. So this is referring to renunciation, and a complete renunciation of all realms of cyclic existence, of not only the hell, hungry, ghost, and animal, but also the human and God's realms within cyclic existence. So there's a desire to definitely emerge from those. So number three is that you become equally disenchanted with the higher realms as you are with the lower realms.
This one.
Dixon.
Oje ta tane yenten me che duba che duwa. What the inchil khatrin do?
The jetong.
Jetong
delba. Jetong bi delba. Ne de ratu do detsu. The Jetombi Delpa, Yene Sutri Sung Ishime Ratna Guna Sinkaya Gata
Ale Rana Sana Vote Tachimandu Tila Tunda Tilashandima.
The Ratna Guna Sinkaya Gata.
You didn't miss the Duba Le Johnson. Koa chabi yidang dendang tatu kurus, koali chaba yunga zuen dui tatu koali kukure isi maribay, tatu kurur, ya muli je, lali je, nga sunli je wata kudigure isi, she dang sa, huma la timba wate, chanda kumro, huma la timba le jang, cheta, ruwa tila, di yin du she je, cheta, ruwa tila, Dil düşece, mutan laytından tuvayına, dil düşece, teta, tümüme ba, şimdi tümün jurusa, dhru la dang me yin ten zang dhru wa te dhibi yin samba chige wa ndu shi dhji ba yin na tata tene dhimu dhimu shi chen dhru ja gare se ta dhwa cha kundi dhimu dhimu dhubu njuru jeta jeta dhruwa kun la dhungen dhu shi chi se jeta jeta dhruwa kun la jeta jeta dhruwa kun la dungen dushi chi sa dhruwa kula dungen dushi chi teta timu shintu samu njiru teta dhruwa kun la dungen dushi chi sa ta kwa li kuyi dhruwa tuzu kanga lo dungen ji dungen juyu dungen chaban dushi ki dungen watin li sanglu dhuyo ba yina sanglu dhuyo ba yina dungen dushi chi Teta, temu soba jurusa, temu te tobu chadu, she chubu yumar is. What will do you, she chadu yina, temu tubu, she chubu yumar is. Cheta, duakula, dungen du sheche, dungenji dungen ju, dungen, chaban du sheche, dungen, gumba yina, teta, temu shinto, samun jurusa. Temu tshie chuchung chanuk res. Jeta, duba gomba shintu na pi la sa. Jeta, duba gomba shintu na pi la. Teta, dwecha maji shintu chuan juru sa. Jeta, duba gomba ta dendru lato mi tenzong tle yi dung wang. Yidungwaan dungu san tangba yina cheta duba suna yidungwaan maribe yidungwaan gongba shintu nang pi laa sa cheta dwecha meche wate duba kuy dungenji dungen kasa dungu laa dungu yi tenzong dusu le ane dwa dungu gongba yina ane dwecha shechibu cha ngures dwecha gu meche te chua njuro Cheta, madu gumba, shindu peju nas, dine kuyu, dine ngadu, dine samale, dungenji dunga maduba. Maduba gumba, si chibu yoba yina, teta, ducha maji shindu, sishi jurusa, ducha chuchung rindu res, chuchung juru shi, tuma meba, si bi, pensu la, dewan zinba, jiwa tuma meba, dati batu, Si penzu la tini dewan zingu aris, dewan zingba taan, ne dubi naba drunduba, dubi naba hidunwa, drunduba kumbi nyebu os, kumba tiki nyebu karu kumba sana dungen kumba, dungen taan, munduba kumba, kumshe na, teda du la sa, anna wate, ne, Kasuk dwecha la dungdu kasi wajirwa. Maguna temu tang dwecha. Dwecha pe ne sibi kolo kowa sumba. Sibi nyemi kumba neti cho u su watibat sumba tre. Kale ichi tu chilu na zabudu chi chenya janga su lao chi chi mwara.
Okay. So it says, also the verse summary of perfection of wisdom in 8,000 lines says, those whose minds are attached to cyclic existence will continue to wander there constantly. And then we have a quote again from Chandragroman's letter to a student. The more you conceive all beings as happy, the more dense the darkness of your delusion becomes. The more you conceive all beings as suffering, the more the darkness of your delusion lessens. The more you contemplate what is pleasant, the more the flames of attachment spread. The more you contemplate what is unpleasant, the more the flames of attachment abate. It's stating, those whose minds are attached to cyclic existence will continue to wander there constantly. So being attached to the happy, seemingly happy things within cyclic existence. Then in Chandragroman's letter, it says, the more you conceive all beings as happy, the more dense the darkness of your delusions becomes. So seeing the things that are suffering as being happy, and the more that you become attached to this concept, the more your delusion is increased, the more your delusion increases. The more you conceive all beings as suffering, the more the darkness of your delusion lessens. So by seeing the reality that all beings are suffering, when we look at the suffering, we see the various types of suffering, the suffering of change, the pervasive compounded suffering. So you then change this idea that all beings are happy into the reality that all beings are suffering. And by doing so, the delusion lessens because you are thinking of in a correct way. The more you contemplate what is pleasant, the more the flames of attachment spread. Or the more you contemplate what is attractive, could also be translated as the more the flames of attachment spread. The more you contemplate what is unpleasant, the more the flames of attachment abate. So meditation upon ugliness, Rinpoche said, so where it says unpleasant, ugliness or impurity, as opposed to purity or, yeah, that's it. I think I have it all. Dixon.
What about Sumba, 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 Sumba,
So this is in the third category. So John and Shiva states there are three categories. This is in the third. The Sumba, the Puyi Kabar Ka.
Sumba wa tiba dure.
Kabaka, the gadu, the jewa tongwa meba.
Maguna timu dan dwecha pe ne kuyu kulu gongwa sumba, sumbe, sibi nyemi gongwa ne tu chivu usa wa tiba sumba re. Ne tu chivu usa andu.
So from beginningless time, you have been conditioned to believe that the wonders of cyclic existence are sources of happiness, and you have habitually projected upon them a false image of beauty. But if, as a remedy, you train yourself to meditate on suffering and unpleasantness, you will put an end to these wrong ideas. Chandragroman says that if you neglect to meditate on these, ignorance and attachment will increase, and you will continue to fuel the process of cyclic existence. Hence, it is virtually important to meditate on the faults of cyclic existence. So here, the stressing on the importance of meditating on things correctly, instead of conceiving beings, again at the top, as happy, recognizing the suffering, and so forth. So this is all in category number three. Now we'll move on. In the Lam Rim Chemo, we find that there are now categories in its own outline. Dixon.
What did Jaji be what the Tumu Ilala Chuba Jud Sanjawa the Tomaji? Moon is Sajigun, what did Tasajigun the Linder? Sajigun Tomato Sundua.
The faults of cyclic existence, it states, are explained in three parts. First, the mental training. The second, the measure of the determination to be free. And then third, the dispelling misconceptions. So that's where we'll begin.
Tela lutu sewa, taba jube, Lāje rāje tāna pōpās, wate dīngi sāje tō wate.
Jē?
Jē tō wate, wate sāje nā jē tō, lāni chēmē kūrō wate rē. Sāje tē jī tē shāna, kūrō tō wate tādi wate rē.
That's good.
Chēmē dīngi tā tōmō yī lāje chēmē lō chēmē wale jē, sāmbā chēmē wāngu, tē jē bī tē, tē lā lō tū sē wā, Taba dhubi lanji dhaji, ten la koba shi dhuwa shi, lanji chima ten dhuwa. Wo kusul ten sha dhanu kusul uta dhiri.
So I'm just looking for the fourth category here. Jipa gare. So the first category, the mental training, the second category, the measure of the determination to be free. The third category, dispelling misconceptions, and then Rinpoche is saying the fourth category, which is the method, the Sujipa Yandrasun, the method for achieving liberation. The path you rely upon for achieving liberation is what Rinpoche just said. Four. Let me see. So we'll be going through the four categories, which are the mental training, the measure of the determination to be free, dispelling misconceptions, and the stage of the path leading to liberation, relying on the stage of the path leading to liberation. Diksa. So we'll be going through these. So we'll be going, looking over the medium capacity by way of these 4 points. So we'll be going around the medium scope in this way, with these going around in this way. I remember now. I apologize, everyone. So the mental, there's the mental training, the measure of the determination to be free, dispelling misconception and ascertaining the nature of the path leading, the stages of the path leading to liberation, is the fourth category, and that section goes over the true paths and true cessations. Goden and Lamden. Then say, Jipitse, nga de khasa nga su ji jewa shema de gari sum program je
chebu chung ka dul le samba jong samba ji be se samba ji be se ka dul de le ma ma sendel san ta tu san ta na wo de chebu chung ju de re go ma de sendo de shema ga na ne shema san ta ba ina chebu chung san le ji be se re sena ji kual de wa san ta na de re go ma ro kual dungeji dunge ju dunge chaban ju ji dunge वतन संतावे सालो चे सुना ने ने संब संब चे संब नानो संब जुल चे छेरेस मारे
ओके डीसन
ने से गुद तब दे ने लो शन सुना तसे गे नु चे बला ने से गुद तब दे ने लो चे सुना अने गे लो संब चे छेरेस लाचो मारे बे
लाचो या So looking at these four categories, the first category is called the mental training. So this is referring to the actual thought, the actual mind, and this is renunciation, the desire to definitely emerge. And then the next category is the measure of the determination to be free. And previously we went over the measure of a small scope practitioner. And we saw that we could measure that by seeing if the emphasis had been changed, if the emphasis on this life was then changed to an emphasis on one's future lives and future goals. So this was the measure according to the small scope when we're looking at the Lam Rim Chemo. So the measure of the medium scope is to see if there is a disenchantment with all of cyclic existence. So previously, so within the small scope, if one is looking at one's goals are about this life or the things of this life, then this isn't the small scope. So if we move to this next level of the medium scope, if there is this desire for the happiness of cyclic existence in any way, then this is a measure. This shows that there isn't this actual thought or the mental training of renunciation present in this person. But if there is this reverse of this thinking, and the person has discussed with the happiness, even the happy things of this life, in the higher realms of cyclic existence, and wishes to get out, then this is the measure of this determination to be free, the measure of the renunciation. And we find a measure of renunciation in the Three Principal Paths by Lama Tsongkhapa, where it says, with day and night, by constant meditation, your mind will not entertain a moment's wish, even for the successes of this life. And you will aim for freedom all day and night. Then you experience transcendent renunciation. So if all day and night you are desiring to definitely emerge, you are not grasping at the things of this life, the happiness of this life. If day and night you are striving to definitely get out, then you have renunciation. So this is the measure of renunciation, of whether it's present or not. Whether this idea of day and night, without interruption, desiring to be free from cyclic existence. So we find that defined in Lama Tsongkhapa's Three Principal Paths. And then dispelling misconceptions. This is misconceptions related to this medium capacity. And then this last category of the pathway which leads to liberation. This is referring to the Goden Dan Lam Den, the superior truth of cessation and the superior truth of path. So this is that fourth category of the identification of the path leading to liberation, the pathway that leads to liberation. So the pathways leading to liberation, we find the two categories. I know I'm repeating myself. I just want to make sure I went over everything. The two categories there that are presented by Lama Tsongkhapa of the truth of cessation and then the truth of path. Digson. Okay, so we've gone through what we've gone through today, and then in the future we'll go over it again and again and again. So we've gone through the source of all my good in this way, where we're going to look at it and go over it and over it again, and then in the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, we'll look at it and go over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'll also have some time coming up in a couple of weeks. I'll be able to start to translate this outline because I have all the text now. I've been extremely busy, but I'll be able to get the exact headings for the whole outline. So it'll help us when we're, you know, building this lexicon around this commentary. So thank you for your patience. Do you have any questions? If you don't, we'll end. Shishina Triwa, you want it?
Yeah, Mari.
Stasha Triwa.
Stasha Triwa, Stasha.
This goes back a few sections to the section on dreams, and I know it's an obscure subject, but. Is there an emphasis on, like, black and white objects of a dream, meaning if you subdue black animals, that's necessarily a purification, or if you dream of white foods such as milk and yogurt, that's a purification? Just wondering, I don't know, I had a funny dream about shopping, and all the clothes were white, but I didn't know if that was just random, or if that kind of, I mean, I'm hoping it was a purification, of course, but could that be another category of all, you know, white things are virtuous and such?
The Lamrim Chemo, the Nebo Doje, the Nangla, then Dayan Da, Ngatsu Dipa Da, the Da Gare, Dipa Da Bi Da Gare, then the Nilan Da Gu. Then the main napo, the pana, then a tona, then the dipa dabi da. Then a konga triwa, then the dendru, napo, the main napo, the mingare, the tuna, dendru napo tuna, the chipa ribe.
My namazuru. My baba kazao, what a. Wara babulo marre.
Less so.
Mai da zin tosuna.
To tosuna. To.
Ne tosuro da tuwe tolo re. Ne inchi kala we na.
Subdue.
Okay. Kul yag kesuna.
Less so.
Tos lagre da. Tene min abu toba min abu zina black man.
Black man.
Black man zin kumazuna dibata bataris. Black man wote. Debug Nyalayima, Deba.
Then Dendru Napo, Chipa.
Chipa Injeruta.
Then the Kongi Triwa Nipa, the Nila Nala, the Chala Kanga, the Garpo, Deepi Dapi, the Da. Deepa Da Da.
Deba Gal.
They make the Kanga Garpo, Napo Yomare.
Garpo Nama, then it was on that, then it's near Sidu.
Less so. Then the Chala Kanga Napo. Deepa Da. Okay.
Sign.
Sign Deepa Da. Okay, so in terms of if when you're having a dream, in the Lamrim Chembo, I'm just going to turn to the exact section just to make it easier. In the Lamrim Chemo, it talks about subduing an animal and a person's, it says with black clothing in the Great Treatise, but it literally in the text says black persons. And it means that not in terms of race, in terms of just the beings, the persons in that dream are black, you know, when we think of that black color, black. So Rinpoche said that if you are subduing a black animal, then this would also be a sign that a purification has taken place. And it speaks of that in here. It talks about, here I am, subduing water buffalo and persons in dark clothing. So we could assume that is a dark animal, so that if you are subduing black animals or dark animals, then it's a sign of purification. And Rinpoche said that if when you wake up and you've had a dream where, for instance, all of the items in the dream are white, and you wake up and you feel good, then this is a sign that a purification has taken place. And I said, what if everything in the dream is black? And he said that that could be a sign of misdeeds, presence of misdeeds. But it that's everything. Big sum. So we will in the future go over this again and again. So this one time you won't ascertain it very well, or we, Rinpoche used the word we, won't ascertain it very well, so we'll go through it again and again. Thank you very much. So we'll do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. And is it the first Wednesday of the month? So the first Wednesday of the month is this Wednesday, so we have a class on the source of all my good, just to remind everybody. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozen Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, me, staying until samsara is end. Pray for the long life of the precious Khyentse Wangdak, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, with the exception of wisdom and perseverance, Tuji Rinpoche, Kutsi Shapi Denronan, Sukhanan Chimokan, Shri Lanan.